Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Assholes.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
No, didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffin yet?
Yes, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, and the thing beloved by people from which country? Germany. From which band? Let me think. Oh, I got it. Rammstein! Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks to everybody out there in Radioland for tuning into this wonderful thing we like to call the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, your friend and mine. Now, he's been having problems connecting. I hope he's there. Are you there, Jump Freak?
What's going on? Yeah!
Oh, my God. I live with my parents. My parents are now wondering why there's a bald lunatic.
That's right! I'm in the Fortress of Solitude!
Yeah, the Fortress of Solitude. apparently.
That's right.
I'm not gonna say what the obvious thing is. We're grown men in a dark bedroom in front of a computer screen sharing a cam. That could be the gayest thing.
It's pretty gay.
It is pretty gay. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to have to point it out, but it is a little gay. But Frank, you are under pressure. Your shit doesn't work at home.
No.
Your shit doesn't work in your pants. Your ass is broken.
That's right.
Your entire life.
That's right.
Do you know how to speak into a microphone?
We have problems with the ass. We all know we have problems with the ass. But my ass is getting a little bit better, though. It's getting a lot better, actually.
Now I have to fix your microphone like a mother.
Why do I have to have this microphone in front of my face like this? I don't have this when I'm at my place.
Because normally you have the microphone of a gaming enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
Somebody that maybe reporting injuries on the sideline of an NFL football game.
That's right.
Are you gonna say yeah, that's right?
Well, you know, I'm getting used to this mic here myself. What are you gonna do?
It's gonna be a disaster.
It's gonna be a clusterfuck.
It's gonna be a goddamn
man.
Disaster.
It's gonna be a clusterfuck.
Well, you know, we decided to try something new. Frank, you've been complaining. Why can't we do the show from the same place? This is why. Because you don't know how to speak into a microphone.
That's right. I'm used to my other microphone.
If it's not fastened to your head, placed at the optimal distance for you.
Right.
Then
I stood here like a retarded person while you set everything up.
Yeah. And you're not aware of yourself on the cam.
Well, I don't have to look at myself. You're in love with yourself. You have to look in the fucking camera every 2 seconds and fucking lick your fucking eyebrows and shit.
Or I could be halfway on the cam.
First of all, you're not supposed to look in the cam, okay? You're supposed to pretend like you're not looking at the cam, all right?
Okay. I understand that aspect of it. But let's keep the radio line of it in check while I mention that you don't have to look at the cam, but you should at least be on the cam.
Oh, I'm here, baby.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Don't call me baby. The room is dark enough as it is.
Hey, I apologize.
So you made the trek up here.
I made the trek up, yeah.
And we had a meal.
Wow.
At a very fine establishment.
I'll tell you, DJ New Style knows how to pick them, man. Knows how to pick them.
Where did we go?
We went to a place where flannel was required to be worn, as well as work boots. Unfortunately, I had neither of those, so I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Frank asks me, he says, where can we get a good burger before we do the show together? And I say, I have the place. It's the best burger. What's the best burger you've ever had?
The best burger I've had is at the Brooklyn Diner. It's delicious, delicious, delicious. I've had it twice in my life. It's a very expensive. It's $18, but it's damn well worth it.
So that was the best. That's what you had to measure it up
to. In my 38 years, that's the best juiciness burger I've ever had in my life.
So to get you there, to lure you into this, I said this burger is better than that. This is far and away the greatest hamburger in the world.
Right.
So I get you there. You're in the parking lot, I don't know, an hour early? You're waiting there by yourself?
I was there 45 minutes early because I had things to do and I got there early.
Yeah, you got there early.
Not because I was over anxious to eat next to you eating a fucking
anxious
hamburger.
You were anxious.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
So we get there. The burger was good. Admit it. You had a bacon
cheeseburger. I'll tell you one thing. They gave you nice, thick bacons.
What was that? What did they give you?
Bacons. They give you 5 strips of bacons, which was very... I never had thick bacons before. But the burger itself, no flavor, very little spices, very disappointed. Very disappointed.
Can you describe the decor of the place? Now let me just say that if I'm going to take you to a place, I'm going to make sure that you're going to have nothing but a horrific time. I'm going to make sure that you don't enjoy this at all. I want you to have a horrific life. I want everything you do to be completely joyless. So describe the type of place that I recommended to you.
Well, we had a stuffed bear and fox and giraffe. We had women with tattoos on their arms and behind their neck. We had people men with hair down to their knees. It was just an awful, awful experience. I'm embarrassed that I even went there.
You go in there.
Unhappy, unfriendly people.
The name of the place is Pub 199. Now, some of you may know it, some of you may not. Pub 199 is a place owned by a man who loves to go on big game hunting excursions. So all over his restaurant and his dining area, where people like to sit and not be completely disgusted, there's busts of an animal, like a timber wolf, a fucking zebra, some kind of an ocelot, I don't know, some fucking weird animals, and they're all stuffed and mounted there, and then at the end, it's the showcase of the entire animal mounted as if it's hunting prey in a shitty burger clam joint. So it's a little bit off-putting. That's the part that I would call disgusting, but Frank, at any place, you notice things that are just out of your mind.
Well, first of all, the waitress, while serving us, she, in the midst of serving us, took off her shoe and pulled her sock out from between her toes. She pulled her sock that was stuck between her toes. Number one.
And then after that, I saw this and I thought it was a little disgusting, but you know, I look past these things. I'm not fixated on them. After she pulled her shoe off, fixed her sock between her toe webbing, she went and decided it was time to even up the ketchup bottles. Take the ones that are half empty, dump them all together so you have at least one full bottle. Now, there's nothing wrong with this practice, I would think, right?
It's a little unorthodox. What? You don't want to mix bottle heads together.
What could possibly be on the bottle head?
Well, listen, those bottles are disgusting. You don't want them touching your information. But let's get more.
But you're okay with her the way she took your order?
No,
and presented herself.
Did. We all know how people like if you go to like a store, the cashier will utilize saliva as lubricant. Okay.
Yes.
First of all, that it's gross to begin with. However, when it's done at a food establishment, it's 300 times as worse. This bitch was licking her fingers as she was taking my fucking order. She was licking her goddamn fingers.
And then you pointed it out to me. I don't even notice these things. I don't pick up on them. You pointed out the check that she put down in front of us. There was a circular wet spot, the right. shape of her finger. She licked her finger so much that it created a wet spot
right.
on the fucking bill.
That's correct.
And she touched the bun on your burger.
She did?
She did.
You fuck. She gave us silverware with her after she licked her finger. She gave us silverware, which I did not utilize. It was just an awful experience.
It was terrible.
It just shows you what white trash new style is.
I'm not white trash, but I know some white trashy joints, and I'm glad that I finally put you in your element. But at least they had the pretty Christmas lights up. Oh, they were beautiful.
Yeah, they were not tacky enough.
Yeah. But it is the winding down area of the Christmas season. We're winding
it
down.
It's sad in a way.
It's sad?
Well, you know what?
I don't like to chastise you.
Yes.
But I don't let you're not seeing the hand signals.
Oh.
So when I need to hear you,
yes.
You should do it into the mic.
Oh, I apologize.
Just saying.
I like the anticipation of Christmas. Once Christmas comes, it's kind of a letdown.
Does Christmas have drippy cock? After it comes,
I think you know what I'm talking about. You like the anticipation of Christmas, you know, the starting in December 1st, you get those butterflies in your belly, and you enjoy the anticipation. Once Christmas arrives and Christmas is over with, it's kind of everything else is a letdown.
I guess after you know Christmas morning when you open your gifts,
right? It's a letdown.
You know, as soon as the gifts are opened on that morning, it's over with for
That's
most
right.
people.
That's right. It's a letdown.
Now some people say that they open them up on Christmas
Eve.
Yeah,
I don't understand these people.
And by the way, I'm going to point out, one of these people was you. So I don't know how you can say you don't understand these people. You told me that you open up a gift on Christmas Eve.
Excuse me? I never said that.
I didn't speak to you on Christmas Day, and I already knew what you would receive for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you don't understand. I don't understand the mentality
let me tell you something.
Of these people.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little something. We open the adults open it on Christmas Eve, I guess, and I guess the children open it on Christmas morning. That's how I guess it works. Yeah, and we open
it's
it
a Christmas present.
Eve.
You open it on Christmas.
My kids were.
Do you open your birthday presents the day before? Is there a Frank?
Listen
Eve?
To me, okay?
You fuck.
Growing up, did you open your gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
The only ones we've opened up on Christmas Eve are the ones that we would receive from cousins that we would not see that morning.
Right.
We would get them and open them up then.
As a child...
But we would wait until 12.
Right. As a child, we always did a Christmas morning as a child, but as I grew up as an adult, and, you know, you don't believe in certain things, we opened them at night.
Yeah, you opened them that night. And you stop believing.
As an adult, yeah.
You stop believing as an adult. Like not too many people do. Not too many people do. So you received a gift from your wife. What did she get you?
My lovely wife, Donna.
Wait, let me back up. You preface this with your lovely wife,
yes.
Donna.
Yes.
You treasure your wife.
Oh, I... Yes.
Oh,
yeah!
You're screaming.
I apologize.
It's amazing. You have no concept of volume. But the thing is, you treasure your wife. You adore your wife.
I do.
You would do anything for your wife.
Absolutely.
Except get her a Christmas gift. What did you get her for Christmas this year? Did she have a gift to open on Christmas? Or Christmas Eve, as it were?
Kind of, sort of.
She had something to open?
Well, she
was it from the kids? Did it have your name on it?
Well...
Go ahead and explain.
She sort of, bought her own gift and wrapped it up herself.
So she buys her own gift.
Yes.
Picks out something she might fancy.
Yes.
Something she might enjoy.
Yes.
Wraps it up and writes, "From Frankie Bear to Puddin' Pop."
Yes.
She had to do all the romantic things.
She bought the gift, wrapped it up herself because she wanted the kids to see that I gave her something.
Oh, God. She wanted to keep up the illusion
of
both Santa Claus and a caring husband.
Yes. Yes. I know it's awful, but Christmas escaped me this year, and I was...
It escaped you last year.
Yeah. No.
By the way, you can go to DJNewStyleShow.com and just go back a year. Listen to what Frank got her last year. I think he claims he got her a Menudo poster, but I think he ended up getting nothing. You didn't get her shit last year, did you?
I got her a Menudo poster and a lamp base.
Got her a GPS, and let's not keep that.
I got her a geolocator last year.
Last year. But what have you done for her lately?
Yeah.
What did you get for her? What did she get herself
on
behalf of you?
She got herself a CD.
one CD?
Yes, one CD.
She bought herself a CD.
Yes.
And then she got you a very nice gift.
Yes.
Which was?
We Rock Band.
Rock Band, which retails for about over 100, let's say.
Okay.
Correct?
I don't know.
And what kind of a CD did she buy herself that retails for about 100 bucks?
Well, she got it from the bargain bin.
So she bought like an out of print indie rock CD for like $5.
Yes.
Just so there's something.
Yes.
I'm surprised that she didn't wrap up some like cheese from the from last night's antipasto.
Is it awful that I did that?
It's awful that you didn't get your wife something. It's equally awful
that
you're not on cam.
Let me explain the relationship I have with my wife, okay? My wife can buy anything she wants during the course of the year. It doesn't need to be Christmas for her to buy herself something, okay? She's got access to the credit cards. If she wants something, she buys it. She does not have to ask my permission, okay?
Yeah.
That's the kind of relationship.
Does she have a lot of friends? Is she a social person?
She's got so many friends, I can't keep up with
her. So she talks to them, sends a lot of Christmas cards out?
Yes.
I would imagine that after Christmas, she gets together with some of her friends and they say, "Look what Tommy got me."
Yes.
"Look what Jackie, look what my Charlie got me."
Yes.
"He got me this beautiful watch."
Yeah.
"He got me this beautiful necklace." "What did your scumbag asshole douche fuckface Frank get you?"
Listen.
You ever hear of Styx?
No, it was the best of Kajagoogoo. That's what she got herself at the bargain basement. But listen to me. You know what? But let me preface myself. Everybody's saying, "Oh, that's terrible, this and that, blah, blah, blah." Like I said, if she wants something during the course of the year, she buys it, okay? It doesn't need to be a Christmas for her to get a gift, because she can get gifts all year round. Thank you.
Thoughtless. It's thoughtless.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, and stop. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to school you on how to use a mic. Don't grip the fucking
apologize.
Mic. Talk into the mic.
Okay. That's
I had to move it because you moved your head.
All right, go.
Understand? Thoughtless to not get her a gift. She put thought into that gift to the point where she sent me a private MySpace message. One of many that she sends me, by the way.
Excuse me?
She sent me one that you're supposed to know about.
Okay.
And it was, "Do you think Frank would like Guitar Hero? Cheap, cheap. Or Rock Band?" I'm like, you need to get him Rock Band. He likes the drums. And you should get him the full set. Get him... the rock band. He likes the drums. He likes, music. It'll be a fun game. You can play it with his kids. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to get him Rock Band. I think he would like it too. So she's really putting in thought as to something that you might like. And then probably after she closed MySpace in the browser, she probably went on Amazon and said, what should I get me?
I'll repeat myself at nauseam.
She gets what she wants throughout the year.
She gets what she wants throughout the year.
Except for, you know, thoughtful gestures
from
her husband.
She has a house and a van, all right? So it's not...
And oxygen to breathe, and food to eat, and a toilet to shit in. She has everything she could ever want.
Yes. Okay.
Good thing she married you, because she would never be able to get those things.
All right. Whatever.
She'd never be able to buy herself something if she hadn't married you. So it's really good that venture set forth.
You know what? You got a point there.
Yeah.
You definitely got a point there.
You are unnecessary. It's basically it. You... Marrying you for her is like saying, hey, you know what? I have a boring life. Why don't we just get an invalid to move into my house that I can feed and do everything for?
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all.
She already did it, is what I'm saying.
I see.
Years ago when she met you.
Okay, that's a dig.
It is a slight dig.
I apologize.
Whatever. Christmas, wonderful, fantastic, amazing.
How was your Christmas?
It was lovely. It was very, very good. Almost as good as when somebody calls the show, like 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Motherfucking fantastic. I can't hear you. I don't know who the fuck you're calling. The phones don't work. Everybody.
That's just wonderful.
The phones don't work, everybody.
Just wonderful, yeah. Real professional operation we got going on here.
Can we get Rob Giggs to call in? Just to see. I don't know. That's amazing. So it's all over. Your lights are coming down?
Yeah, they're down.
They're already down?
They were down Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
I'm really pissed off. I had to go and bend over backwards because these little sensitive ears needed something.
Yeah, I can't have my it cannot be too loud in my ears because I get headaches if it's too loud in my ears.
Yeah, too loud in your ace. Yeah, it looks like we're not gonna have phones.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We'll have to take a break and I'll take a look at it. Crawl under the desk, like some kind of a fucking animal, like some kind of a rat fucking animal.
I see.
Fucking mess.
Can there be one show where the fucking technicalities go smoothly?
You want it? Because
everything's always fucked up.
You wanted to be on the show in my fucking house.
I'm accomplished in paneling, folks.
But basically, the whole thing is. Oh, that's why. Never mind. I know why. Never mind, everybody. I figured it out.
So you fucked up?
Hold on. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this? Speak. I heard you, you fuck. And they hung up. Anyway. You come in here.
Yeah.
And you say that you want to do the show.
Yeah.
But really, all you wanted to do is inspect my room.
Well, you know what? Listen.
You wanted to go around and put... Can I look at these pictures? Can I look at these pictures? What is this thing? What is that? Is that a drum? Is that a guitar?
Listen to me. You're a pretty... private person.
I'm a very private person.
So when you can go into the this sealed casing, if you will, and see the things that I've seen, it's another thing coming. Not to mention pictures of Ken when he was 8. Thank you. And even then he had fucking pompadour hair.
Yeah, a picture of me when I was 8. Obviously making a goofy face for the camera.
You looked retarded.
He called me a retard.
You looked retarded. You had your big fucking teeth out like a fucking bunny rabbit.
I can't wait for 4 more years to pass so I can look at a picture of your son and call him a retard. To your face. He makes little goofy poses and shit now. And you hold the picture for me. Look at my boy. Isn't he cute?
Look at my boy.
Isn't he cute? You tell me.
What?
You ask me if your son is cute. Right.
And that made you uncomfortable one day, didn't it?
It did.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
A man asking another man if something is cute when there's nobody around.
He's a child. He's a child.
Even worse.
It's not a fucking t-shirt, for Christ's sake.
A t-shirt. It's a cute jumper. It's rotten. You shouldn't do that.
Well, whatever.
You shouldn't do that. Did you get any gifts that you did not enjoy for Christmas?
Well, I got my greatest dad mug.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy that?
Yeah, I did. I mean, 50 year in a row.
Every year they get you that?
Like, I got them in all different styles.
That's, yeah. And you know what? Donna keeps telling them to buy one, just hoping that they'll give it to somebody else.
No. You know what? I didn't need it. When people ask me what I want for Christmas, I say nothing. Unlike you, I don't have a fucking list at Amazon.
Crazy Mug 27 says, the biggest lie mug. That's what it is. The biggest lie mug. Every year I get about 3 to 4 gift cards. And I never use them. I never use them. Unless they're from like a generic place or place where I can get many things, where I have choices. Like, let's say a Best Buy, Amazon, something like that. If I'm forced into buying a book, I may buy a book like 2 years from now. I don't need books. I have the internet. I can look things up. I can find things out. Do you get gift cards ever? Do people give you gift cards?
I got Starbucks cards.
Yeah.
I don't get Barnes & Noble cards because I don't really read. but I got Starbucks cards. Shout out to Christy.com.
Christy dot what?
This Christy.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Delicious Starbucksness, and I can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
Delicious. I have my own. They're my own cards. I'm also a gold member, by the way, of Starbucks.
Someone gave me a gift card to a hiking place. You know, I want to put a down payment on a kayak.
That's a re-gift.
If I want to get down payment on a fucking a cliffside sleeping bag, then I can do that. But really, $50 at base camp isn't going to do me much. And you know what? I work right next to the store. I could walk there on a lunch break, find something to buy. I'll never do it. I will never spend that gift. The person, and I wish I could let them know. But I don't have the guts to tell them that, they gave me a worthless gift. But if I did, I would say, listen, I'm not using that card, and I'm not giving it to anybody else. I'm going to let it expire, because you're a poor gift chooser. You have poor tasting gifts. Don't you want to just punish somebody that gives you a bad gift?
Yeah. When my wife got married, one of my cousins gave an omelet skillet pan that was obviously a re-gift because it was 3 inches full of dust. And nobody buys a fucking omelet skillet pan. It wasn't even on the fucking registry, for Christ's sake. It was a fucking re-gift, and we all know it. We know it was a re-gift.
What was the name? Who? First name of the person?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, you re-gifter.
Yes.
Kathy, you re-gifting son of a bitch
we
bastard.
Know it was a re-gift.
Nobody gets omelet pans, Kathy.
Nobody buys an omelet pan.
Nobody does. Why would you get an omelet pan? You have a pan already. You don't need a specific omelet pan. What, did it have a little groove in it so you could shape your omelets? Like, give it a little scalloped edge to it?
Something like that. Yeah. But it was
worthless, Kathy.
She could have at least dusted it off, for Christ's sake.
Just a fucking mess.
It's a goddamn snooze.
It's a fucking snooze.
Yeah.
And a thoughtless gift. Just fucking thoughtless gifts. Frank, you didn't get your wife anything? Dude, you're falling apart.
I'll make it up.
Your whole life is falling apart.
I'll make it up to her. It is falling apart. Ken, I'm getting nervous, and I'm not meaning this to be a joke or anything, but, and this is the God's honest truth, and I'm not saying this is a bit, but I really do think I'm in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, because I can't remember a fucking thing.
I could swear that you are too, because I know where you're speaking, and I know where the mic is.
I apologize.
Where do you want your head to be?
Yeah, well, I don't keep my, you know, when I fucking talk, my head isn't always in the same fucking direction. Don't put your hand by me. No. I can't comprehend anything. Nothing sticks to my head. Nothing sinks in. I need to read things over and over again, and they still don't sink into my brain.
Yeah.
And I'm really nervous about it. And you've seen this.
Can I let people in on some of the show prep things that go on?
Sure.
We're going to be prepping for a show every week, pretty much. So it should be expected that every week there's going to be a phone call that goes on. Where it would be respectful to give undivided attention. I give to you, you give to me. But every week we start off with a blank slate, looking for some topics to talk about. And every week you start, we got nothing. We got nothing. We got nothing this week. We got nothing. Nope.
That's right. That's how we
start. We should just do best of. We got nothing.
That's how we start out every week.
Every single week.
Every
and then I say, Frank, I have to explain the idea of brainstorming.
Right.
And then when we're done, we have so much shit to cover, and we never finish any of it.
Right, right.
We That's never true. Get it because you meander. Your fucking mind goes off on tangents.
I don't understand things, and I have a short attention. Listen to me.
We were going over prep for this show last night, okay? And after like 5 minutes of explaining something to you, I put my heart and soul into this idea. I think this would really work. It would be a good idea. You know, it'll go like this, this, and this. 5 minutes, I get silence, and then I get, you think it's better if I type BRB or BBS?
Well, I wasn't sure because I didn't know if it was going to be a quick back or be back soon.
I said, what do you think of this? Do you think it'd be better? Should I tell them BRB? Should I tell them BRB? Should I type BBS? How about you? And then I said, what was I talking about?
You know what?
No idea. Yeah, no idea.
I just want to, just to digress, my beautiful wife, who's in the Ustream room right now, indicate that our bedroom door is falling off. It's falling off the hinges because the screws came loose, and we're in a dilemma here because I don't know how to fix it.
Wait. You don't know how to put a door on a hinge?
No,
it's on the hinge.
The screws came out of the holes.
The door nail.
The screws that go in that little metal.
The thing that fastens the hinge to the door or to the wall.
Yeah,
and the door. You don't know how to tighten screws.
Yeah. No. The screws came out. So if I put the screws back in, they'll just come out again. I guess because it's been the holes have been stripped or.
So why don't you just
get longer
fucking
screws?
Die.
I have to get longer screws.
Why don't you
screws?
Just throw your arms up in the air and clap? I got nothing. We'll never have a door again.
Right.
Ever. There'll never be a door.
Right. Right.
That's it. Let's just forget it. Forget the door. That's what you do. Rather than think of ideas, you see a problem and you just say, that'll never happen again. Well, it's broken forever.
That's true.
It's broken. It's never going to be repaired.
Right, right.
And your wife knows this.
Yes.
Your wife, by now, has to know that she has...
I'm adult.
Not even adult. Not even adult. You may know things. You're just unable to do them. You are... bedridden person. Like you're disabled. You're an invalid. You are an invalid. You're a functional invalid. You do your job somehow.
Can't
you do this show somehow? But every other thing just can't get done.
But literally, do you think I have ADT?
I don't know what kind of home security system you have. What the fuck ADT?
Well, ADT. Do I have the detention problem? The ADT. Like, do you get ADT when you're... Can you get ADT when you're older, or it's only when you're a kid?
No, I think you have Sloman's shield. I think you've shielded your home. ADD. Adult ADD.
Do you think I have ADD? I'm being honest, because I'll go to the fucking doctors for it.
Yeah, I think you do. I really think you do. You're unable to focus... on the most pressing issues. We're discussing something that has to get done now. We have 30 minutes to do something. It's got to get done within 30 minutes. And you're talking about our logo really should be two different fonts. If you put DJ New Style, it should be a serious logo. If you put Germ Freak, it should be in Comic Sans. Like, we're talking about shit that needs to get done now, and you're redesigning a fucking logo for no reason.
I'm going to the doctor's Monday morning.
We're talking about, what are we going to talk about tomorrow night? What should we plan the breaks? What should the intro be? If you're going to do a logo, you should use Comic Sans for me, because I'm silly.
Right. I like the Common Sans font.
Common Sans.
The Common Sans font.
Yeah, you really do like that.
All right, you know what? Your knee just touched my leg just now.
Is that bad?
It's very awkward.
Did it remind you of your concert/burger date with Ed? Should I play some air guitar?
No, please do not.
I have a pocket vagina I can pull out. And I have a girl's name written on it. No, I have none of these things. I have none of these things. I'm irritated, Frank. I'm irritated. As I said before, I have a car that is crumpled in on the door because of a certain Mexican man with no license. No driver's license, but thankfully he had he was driving his dad's car, and his dad had insurance. I don't know how that works, but I find these people. So I got my car into the place for the repairs. I don't have a car for a week, so I got a rental car. When's the last time you've rented a car?
Years.
Years? Where's your mouth? Look at the fuck! fucking microphone. Holy fucking shit. Am I going to every 5 fucking minutes?
No, I haven't had a rental. But the worst about you is you have New York plates on yours. That's even worse because now people think you're out of state. Right?
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really matter to me.
All right.
Because the fact is, I get this car.
It's a Chevette, by the way.
It's not a Chevette.
It's a Chevy Chevette.
It is a wonderful Chevrolet Aveo. A tiny little piece of shit.
What's it called? Aveo? I never even heard of an Aveo.
Aveo. And it's a rental car, so it has, you know, none of the luxurious optional features, such as a CD player, tape deck, dome light, cup holders, shocks, working locks. None of those things. None of those optional features that you'd get in a more luxurious model. None! It's fucking as bare bones as you get. I go to Quick Check this morning, as is my usual routine. I get a cup of coffee. I get a muffin or a roll. Or a bagel. Today I got a cup of coffee and a bagel. I go in my car. I have to use the keys. I have no fucking power locks. Nothing. No power windows. I open the keys. I get in. I get the seatbelt on. I'm crammed into this fucking sardine can of a vehicle. And then what happens? Where am I going to put my cup, Frank? There's no cup holder.
You hold it in your hand like most people do. I hold mine in my hand. I have too much stuff in my cup holder.
You use your cup holder as a storage device.
Yeah, I put my tissues and stuff in there.
Don't worry. If your nose starts to run, I'll also get it with the tissue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did you mention that? You
by the way, I want to explain to the people
why
who didn't
they're
see
fucking.
It. I
want to
explain.
For, no. Are you going to mention to the people that you had to put ketchup on my hamburger?
I want to explain. I want to explain to the people that I had to reach over just now and adjust the mic in front of his mouth. After, I don't know, 10 times of telling him to speak directly into the microphone.
Right.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And you know, yeah, there's a fly in here.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about flies.
How do you feel about flies?
I'm afraid of them. You know that.
You're afraid of flies?
Of course you know I'm afraid of flies.
Well, I mean, these are not flies. These are mosquitoes.
Well, whatever.
And they've actually been imported with bananas that we had shipped in as a Christmas gift from South America.
I see.
So they might have malaria.
That's possible, but nah, it's all good. It's all good. They're just fruit flies, folks. Don't get alarmed.
So I'm in my car and I don't know where to put my cup. I have nowhere to put my cup. I look around. Well, this isn't that fucking luxurious of an option. I mean, pretty much you don't have to change the mold of a car to have a goddamn cup holder. There's nowhere to put a cup in this car. I had to drive with it in my fucking crotch, praying that I didn't burn my dick off. By the way, I can't even tell you how frustrating this is. I can't even tell you how frustrating it is.
Let's take a break, all right?
You have not spoken. I'm speaking.
You're telling a fucking story.
You're sitting there like a listener of the show and not somebody with a fucking microphone in front of
their
face.
You're telling a story. I'm waiting to hear. I'm getting the reverb. I'm getting waiting to give you my reverberation.
Tell me a story.
I'm waiting for you to talk about it.
I just turned my mic off. Just go ahead and tell the story. Wait. Let's hear your story.
You're pissing me off. No, but it was very embarrassing watching you pull up in the car. It is a little embarrassing as all hell.
It is a little bit embarrassing.
You're all the way down, almost to the ground in the car. It's a small, small car, and I just laughed at you when you came by.
Yeah, you laughed at me. Yeah. You laughed at me. You like to laugh at everybody. I don't understand. But the fact it won't change the fact, Frank, that you are falling apart and you're losing your mind. You're going to go to the doctor?
I'm going to the appointment on Monday because, you know what, and this is even a joke or anything, but I really feel because I cannot play games with my children because I can't read it. If I read the directions, I get confused.
How do they get to play the game then?
My wife has to read the directions and then – and this is the guy's honest truth. This is the guy – my wife has to she has to read the instructions. She plays the game, and then we do a dry run of the game, me and her. And then I will proceed to play with the kids.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't understand.
You have to bone up to play Chutes and Ladders.
Yes, I do.
You have to study to play fucking the game of life.
Right. I don't – and I cannot – if there's more than two sentences in the instructions on the back of the box, I'm lost. I'm totally lost.
Feedback coming in from Marky, Marky, Marky. I like it better when you guys are in different places. I guess we argue less. It's a first time out for everything. We're trying new things. Who knows? Who knows what is in store for the future of the DJ New Style Show. I got to tell you, I have to piss. I don't know how that makes you feel. I don't know if you're going to urinate in my house, but I have to. So it's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
New Style Show will be back after something.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session. I love
myself. Yeah, this is Jack Francone, and you're listening to Jack Sessions, the world's first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. Thank you for coming tonight, everybody. All right, so tonight we got something a little different, a little special for you. It's kind of like our first sponsor. So I'm at the gym, you know, trying to keep fit. And I see this guy, and we get to talking, and it turns out that this dude is about as into jacking it as I am. We hit it off, and hey, this guy goes into his locker room, into his bag, he reaches in, and he pulls out his fucking iPod, and the goddamn thing is filled with episodes of this show. Can you fucking believe that? He goes to me, I got this great shit I use on my cock, and I figure your listeners could probably try it out when they're trying to spit seeds on their fucking mouse pads. I didn't ask what it was called, I didn't ask to see it, I look at the guy, he's a class act, I give him a handshake, then I wipe my fucking hands in some of that Purell shit, because apparently I forgot just what the fuck we were talking about for the last 15 minutes. And anyway, I told him I'd have him on. So without further ado, joining the show tonight is my new friend, Rich Lovesgick. How are you doing there, Rich?
Wow, I'm so good. I am so good.
That's great, that's great. Why don't you tell us about this lube you came up with?
It's unbelievable. It's so good. You guys have no idea, and the best part is that it's all natural, okay? All natural. I make it from things that you find around the house, and it's biodegradable.
Really?
Oh my god, yes. Basically, you glob a bunch in your hand, you slather it all on there, and slather it, and slather, and then it'll keep your penis greasy for about like 10-15 minutes. Even in an asshole.
So this stuff has got uses beyond just jacking off and looking at broads.
I don't even use it for that.
So it's that fucking useful, huh? That's amazing. What is it called? What do you call it?
It's called your dad's ass.
What?
Your dad's ass. Make it out of turkey skin, gray flannel cologne, some cigar ashes, and other random poultry fats. It is the best lube not on the market. That's the tagline we're going with.
Your dad's ass.
Your dad's ass, yes. Yes, it feels and smells just like your dad's ass.
Well,
Well, I gotta say, first, thank you for having me on here to promote it. I'm really grateful. I'm hoping to get this thing off the ground and just hit it running, you know?
Yeah, well, great. Thanks. Thanks, Rich. Hey, where can some of the people that listen to this this fine podcast, where can they buy your dad's ass?
You can buy it right online, right on the web. My domain, my website is myfullname.com.
So it's richlovesgeek.com. You can go there and
it's pronounced Love's Cock.
Okay.
Again, thanks for having me on, and I'll see you at the gym. I'm totally going to get you a little container of your dad's ass for you to keep in the locker.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you. Jesus Christ. Well, that's all the time we got for Jack Sessions. I'm Jack Francone, and thank you for coming. I need a fucking new gym. I need a new gym with less queens.
Ah! I got two fine-ass chicks in robes, you know what I mean, running around chasing each other, being silly, my niggas. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm naked. I have no clothes on. I'm looking at the fucking flat screen TV, just balls hanging everywhere, dick out, and I'm thinking to myself, I am the most blessed nigga on motherfucking earth. Thank God for my Chevy Caprice.
The DJ New Style Show.
All right, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Your Tuesday Night Miracle, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears.
And the place to be.
Yes, and the place to be. So, it's the year end, I guess you could say. Yeah, okay.
Year end of what?
It's the end of 2008. I want to say things, but I'm not going to say things. That's all. I'm just letting you know. So let me just say this. Let me just say this, Frank. Celebrities. We've seen a lot of shit involving celebrities.
What is a celebrity?
Celebrities coming. Celebrities going.
What is a celebrity?
A celebrity is someone that is famous for something.
Is that a new term? Is that a new term as well? Celebrity. Was that around back in the 40s?
Yes.
Was it?
It's been around longer than you, believe me.
I didn't know if that was a new term or what, because I thought back then they used to just call them movie stars and TV stars and whatnot.
Yeah.
They call them celebrities now.
I guess they do. I mean, they're people that are on camera, people that are on the stage and screen that are aware of where they are. And the thing is about celebrities, they get famous out of nowhere, or they work their whole life. The thing is... People are famous. God, you just come. I can't fucking do this. I can't hold it in. I can't hold it in, goddammit. There's so many things I want to yell about, but I feel bad.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a fucking loose cannon. I'm a loose fucking cannon, and I need to yell. God. Serenity, motherfucking
Serenity now.
Just... Be mindful of things is all I ask. Be mindful of things. I can't. Okay.
That's it. I can't.
All right. I mean, this is a new thing. This is a new thing. Okay. But I just lose it from time to time. Certain things don't happen. And that's that. But the thing is, Greg, what I wanted to talk about, not the celebrities that have been in the game for a while.
Right.
I want to talk about celebrities that we've seen come and go. As they say, the 15 minutes of fame.
That's it, 15 minutes of fame.
I'm calling them kings of 2008.
Andy Warhol, rest in peace, my friend.
Kings of 2008, 15-minute celebrities.
Right.
For this year that is ending now, 2008. The first one, Frank, I can't even pronounce it. Priscilla...
Caballos.
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 Priscilla Cabela's.
Caballos.
She's got a great line of hunting products that are available via catalog. How far would you go to see Hannah Montana, Frank?
I'd probably make a phone call. That's about it.
Your daughter loves it.
I'd make a phone call. That's about it.
Well, apparently not as far as Priscilla Ceballos. Ceballos?
When you have two L's, it's pronounced as a Y. Yos. Caballos.
The last thing I want to do is learn how to properly say Spanish names. That's all. You know what? If somebody mispronounces your last name, let's say you have an unpronounceable last name. Let's say your name is Cabela's. Or Caballos, or whatever the fuck it is. And somebody says the name wrong. Are you going to correct them?
No. It does not.
I mean, if you correct them, do you honestly expect them to remember it?
No. Of course not. It's not necessary.
Forgive me, no. Mr. Ceballos.
You know what? Why should we have to suffer because your name is hard to pronounce?
Exactly. You were born with that curse. Don't bring it into my world. She's basically a terrible person. One of the kings of 2008, Priscilla Ceballos. She wrote a letter on behalf of her daughter.
She did.
What was it about?
She wrote a letter pretending to actually be her daughter and talked about her father being in Iraq and whatnot in order to get tickets for Hannah Montana. I guess it was a tearjerker type of story.
Yeah, in the essay, she claimed that as playing the role of her daughter, that her father died as a victim of a roadside bombing in Iraq. Just so she could see fucking Miley Cyrus put a blonde wig on and bop around for a little bit.
You know, she...
classy.
Is the best of both worlds, you know.
It was. Yeah. It was. It was. 15 Minutes of Fame. She was notable. I don't know where.
I think she was on a Today show, wasn't she?
She was. Yes. And she apologized. Would you apologize?
I'd be too embarrassed to apologize.
Is there anything that you would apologize for? I mean, you do say...
I apologize for the show. That's about it.
You do... No, you do say I apologize.
I do say that, don't I?
But you never mean it.
No, I don't. I never mean it.
You
I coined the... Let me tell you, one of my phrases... This is probably one of the first phrases that I've coined is I apologize. And, you know...
You didn't coin it. You say it a lot, and you never mean it.
I apologize.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember when her story hit. I guess it was early on in the year. Unimportant to me. I could care less if somebody wants to see a show so bad that they lie to get tickets. Whatever. You won. You bucked the system. How about this, though? Guy cheats on his wife. A Polish
Which is bad
man.
Bad enough.
A Polish man.
Polish man.
Cheats on his wife. Finds out as he's in this brothel, and no, his name is not Ed, that one of the ladies available for him to fuck for a fee is his beloved wife. This is a story that hit, I don't know when, sometime in January this year, very, very early on. I remember looking over it. Imagine you decide, you know what, I'm not getting it at home. I want to go out and seek love
right.
from somebody else.
You know, it's sort of like the Polish man is sort of the victim here, but yet he was fooling around on his wife anyway.
He was.
He was going to the brothel to fool around on his wife, so they're both a bunch of idiots. And
this one, I like this story though, because the media actually included a statement from the man in regards to his wife.
Entertaining.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ! Oh, the clip doesn't work. Nothing works.
This took place in Poland.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind.
Serenity now.
Oh my goodness, God.
Maybe he really didn't talk after all.
No, he didn't talk after all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, fucking-tastic. But he was upset. Maybe he would use the word kurva over and over. Probably say Lake Salt City. Truck driver? I don't know. Maybe he would say these.
Well, that's how the Polish people talk.
That's how they talk. Yes. You can't fucking.
And they're also big on stuffed cabbage as well.
Yes, they are. Who's next on this list here?
This
what
is
do we
Sarah
have?
Green.
Sarah Green.
Sarah Green.
What did she? What is she famous for?
I believe
for?
She was a teacher who did a risque video, and she got some flack for it.
Yeah, apparently she worked at a private school in England. And she taught proper English. And the thing is, that it was a raunchy video that she was in. It wasn't a porn tape. It was a suggestive, pseudo-softcore commercial for something. And I guess what she does is she gets seated on a bed, and then they show her from behind with her head positioned where the dick and balls would be, on a guy wearing a mask and a cape. I don't know, maybe it's some kind of film noir commercial. Seems a little bit artistic to me. She should be teaching, theater arts and not English, if you ask me.
That's true.
If your kid had a teacher that was caught on YouTube doing something a little bit, tasteless, would that anger you? Would that upset you?
Yes, it would upset me, and I'd pull my kid out of the school.
You'd pull your kid out of the school?
I'd pull my kid out of school and homeschool.
What if he was getting really good grades in that class, well, but bad in everything else?
I'd leave him there. I would leave him there.
If I had a kid who couldn't get an A in any other class but the class taught by a guy who was blowing a fucking jackalope on YouTube, I'd leave him in.
I'd leave him there.
Just for the grade point average.
No doubt. What if, we done with that story?
Well, that one, yeah.
If,
well,
if I say the next name, what does this conjure up? Ashley Dupree.
Ashley Dupree.
Who is Ashley Dupree?
Ashley Dupree is the person that fucked Elliot Spitzer for money and fucked his life up in the process.
That is correct.
He was on the fast track of being a presidential candidate.
Right.
He was governor of a state of New York, and now he may as well
be
picking
could,
shit out of garbage cans.
You could
cans.
Be that horny to ruin your life? Could you be that horny to ruin your life?
I mean, with or without YouPorn and RedTube and all these sites where I don't have to pay a dime, yet I can find anything I've ever wanted to see.
Well...
Do I have an internet connection is what I'm asking you.
Right.
Well, yes or no?
Yes, you do. Of course you
then,
do.
No. I would never fuck my life up to get a nut.
What are these people
say?
Thinking? I mean, this has happened countless and countless and countless times. When is it going to stop, people? When is it going to stop? We have Edwards did it. We have, of course, Clinton did it. When's it going to stop?
It'll never stop, Frank.
God damn it.
It'll never stop. And I like your little PSA for the
thank you
for the politicians.
And this crosses all political lines and political parties, folks.
Kings of 2008. Next on the list, we have Ronald Long. Do you remember Ronald Long?
I don't remember Ronald Long.
Ronald Long. Okay. Ronald Long. I actually don't fucking remember. Hold on a minute. I thought he was somebody else. Okay. This is the guy that had to do a little bit of home improvement. I believe he had electrical work to do. And what he did, he needed to make a hole in the wall.
Right.
So what do you do normally? You get a little saw, maybe a drill.
Yeah.
You cut a little panel into your drywall and access the wire.
Or maybe a 9mm.
Blast it into the wall to make a hole so you could do electrical work.
Right. And in the turn, shot his wife in the chest.
Yes. But the thing is, he did a beautiful job with the cable. He actually ran it, and there was no noise.
It was perfect.
Scene.
It was perfect.
It was amazing.
Perfect fit.
You know what? It was the clearest cable you'd ever see. I asked, is that HD, Ronald Long? He goes, it's not. It's regular cable. But I don't like to brag. Next on the list, we have Corey McFadden. Are you aware of who Corey McFadden is? This gentleman, one of the many kings of 2008. 15 minutes of fame.
Refresh my memory.
Corey McFadden is a brother to a disabled woman. And this woman...
Yes.
This woman spent 2 years on the bathroom.
Right. Why? On the bathroom toilet.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't live in the bathroom.
Right.
She was on the toilet because she was disabled and couldn't move. Corey McFadden put her in there like you would do, like, if you have a guest over. I have you over. There's shit I have in my closet now. It's out normally, but I have somebody coming over, so I want to put the garbage that I don't want to be around and I don't want people to see away. So I guess he had a friend staying over for about 2 years.
Right.
And he wanted to keep this nuisance
outside
of their path.
I mean... You know, it can be a nuisance after a while. But listen, she was stuck, actually literally stuck on the bowl. They had to pry her off the bowl because the suction, she was stuck.
He didn't check up on her all that much. And, you know, it happens when you have pets or disabled siblings.
Well, what happened was the I guess she got sores, and the sores embedded themselves onto the... onto the toilet bowl seat, and
she was sitting on the seat of the toilet bowl, and she developed irritation, which manifested itself in open sores, which was open and now allowed moisture and bacteria to get in, and it just completely infected everything to the point where her ass fused itself to the toilet seat.
That's correct.
She had to be moved out, and the way they did it was they took a saw to the portion of the toilet seat she wasn't sitting on. So they put her in a fucking ambulance with a partial toilet seat affixed to her ass, where it was later moved, removed at a hospital. One of the heroes of 2008, Corey McFadden. Now, when I say somebody has had sex with over 1,000, what would you think the next thing would be? Women? Maybe,
why not?
Maybe men, if I'm talking about another woman or a homosexual. What if I were to say cars?
Now,
if I was talking about cars, you'd know I'd be talking about Ed Word Smith, not our buddy Ed McGrath. No, this is not Ed McGrath. This is a guy who is a mechaphiliac. He loves to have sex with cars. He claims he's had sex with over 1,000 cars. I guess what he does is he puts a little silicone rubber on the fucking muffler, and he just fucks it, basically.
I'm surprised you've never tried that.
I'm speechless.
I'm surprised you've never tried that. You know what?
I was never able to find silicone rubber anywhere.
I apologize.
WD-40 chafes. I'm sorry. I'm allergic. I tried to have sex with the car.
Don't try and be funny. You're not funny. I apologize.
Where's your mic? Where's the cam?
It's right here.
You want to take a shot at me, you fuck?
Hello!
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Who's next on this list here? We had the guy who had sex with Carl. I mean, really, does that get you famous?
Is that something? Apparently, it does get you notoriety. It got him notoriety. We're talking about it, aren't we?
Yeah, but
you didn't have sex with cars. He thought of it before you did.
I should have.
Then maybe before you did.
Maybe we wouldn't be Radio Bronze. Maybe we'd be Radio Silver. Maybe we would approach goldness. Maybe we would, but we didn't. Who's next on the list here? Michelle Duggar. Are you aware?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who it is?
No.
Michelle Duggar is a woman with a vagina like a parachute. Apparently, she's had 17 kids, became pregnant with her 18th early this year.
Right.
And has just recently given birth. 18 kids. Have you heard of this? I think they have a reality show now.
I wouldn't doubt it. Where's she from?
Probably Utah.
Oh.
But do some quick math.
Yeah.
9 months times 18.
I can't
13 and a half years.
Yeah.
She'd been pregnant 13 and a half years. Well, do you understand?
Some people want to feel the bond of the child, and they will become pregnant. It's sort of like an addiction, if you will.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, or it's the fact that they're Mormons, and they don't believe in any protection. And the husband looks at his house with 13 bedrooms where kids are don't have their own room.
Right.
They drive a fucking minibus, and he decides, you know what? I'm still going to fuck this woman, and I'm not going to use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So who's next on our Kings of 2008? Ronald Watkins.
Ronald Watkins.
Do you remember anything about Ronald Watkins?
Let's refresh my memory.
The thing is, a lot of these people, they say that they had their 15 minutes of fame.
And?
Stop writing!
And?
I can't tell you any other way!
And?
But a lot of these people, I've never heard of them. I mean, you haven't heard of
me. Well, the only person I heard of is Ashley Dupree. That's
really,
the only person
so
I can think of.
And the bitch with the clown car vagina. But
right.
This guy, he went into to have an operation done on his rectum.
Yes,
he said
did.
Everything's clear. He came to, went out, complained a few days later of being unable to pass gas. And they discovered that, oops, we forgot we had your rectum stapled shut.
Yeah, his rectum was stapled shut, which I don't think is a bad idea because it'll save you time in the morning. But apparently he didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
And because of it, he now experiences rectal discharge and needs to wipe himself 12 to 15 times a day. And well, that seems normal for you.
That's normal for me.
That's actually a light day.
And my anus is not stapled shut.
Ugh. It should be. Your anus should be. They should divert it through your mouth. Shit out of your mouth. That'd be so great if you could conjure up shit through your mouth so that somebody irritated you so much that you could not only spit saliva, but you could maybe push in a nipple and spit shit at them.
That's true.
That would be an incredible feature of the human body. And any of you body modders out there, send an email to djnewstyle@gmail.com because I'd really love to know how to do that. The Kings of 2008. Who do we have here? Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice is a nice gentleman who was a YouTube sensation who people thought was going to be the best thing since sliced bread. It ends up he was just a flash in the pan.
He really was. I enjoyed the backyard fighting videos. I enjoyed the video where he popped a guy's eye out. I mean, he did perform some amazing feats that you would talk about during the time when you're at the water cooler at work. You would discuss it with some of your employees while you're on cam or anything like that. I don't know.
I can't get on cam and talk into the fucking mic at the same time, you fuck! I can't do it. It's impossible, you fuck! I cannot talk on mic and be on cam at the same fucking time! Because the microphone won't pull away, you fucker!
Oh my god, you killed me! You have that angry, feisty attitude like Kimbo Slice did.
Right, right.
But the thing is, they put him to the test. They put him up against some real guys, and he was knocked out in 15 seconds. And not only did he ruin his career, he bankrupted his entire fucking company that supported him. He's one of the kings of 2008. He was a star. You didn't know about MMA, did you? You didn't know about mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts, MMA, it's the newest sensation that's going on.
But you didn't know about it.
I didn't know about anybody. I did not know about it until I heard of Kimbo Slice.
He was the one that brought it into with the grandmothers and all the women who basically didn't follow it. All the old women. Right. Lastly. On the Kings
Christ.
Of 2008, 15 minutes of fame, a man named Mark from San Francisco. Mark has had a little bit of a bad spell of luck. He's had a few car accidents. He's had his car repaired. None of these things covered by insurance. And then one fine day, a homosexual, infected with AIDS, naked, decided he wanted to end his life, jumped out of his balcony, whatever the fuck, window, whatever. The thing is, he landed on Mark's car, through the windshield, denting the roof, ruining the car. None of it is covered by the insurance company. And hey, your car is now infected with the blood of a person with AIDS.
Well, listen, at least he was nice enough to take his clothes off.
wait a minute. Wait, why is that better?
Well, listen, you don't want soiled clothing all over your car. And the problem with the situation is you have a guy who doesn't know what to do with his car, and I don't know what to do either.
You don't know what to do either. What do you mean?
Well,
let's say you have your car. You're beautiful, Mercury Sable.
That's
right?
True.
Beautiful Mercury Sable, parked on the side of a road, and you find what he found, which was a note on the car, which reads, and I'm clicking on it here, so give me a second. It basically says, Mark, your vehicle was involved in an incident, period, new line. The guy writing this had no idea how to say this to the person. A person fell from the building you parked next to, and that subject that fell has AIDS. As a warning to you, be careful. Attached is a case number of the incident. What in Christ's name would you do?
I'd just leave the car there, probably.
You wouldn't even pick the car up again?
No.
No. Why not?
No. Listen, this is an unfortunate situation that happens to some people, and you have to realize that you have to move on and just take 2 days at a time.
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you have any idea what we're saying?
What's your take on it, Ken? What's your take on the whole situation?
Can I flash this real quick?
What's your take on it?
What are you doing?
What's your take on the whole situation?
I
doodle, so what?
I'm looking at this, you're drawing design. and you're looking at me blankly when I'm asking you.
I apologize.
I don't mean to call you out on it. I know it's a little bit something to get used to. You're not in your comfy confines anymore.
All right, let's move on.
You're not in your confines anymore.
I'm not. And you know what?
You feel uncomfortable?
Well, I'm afraid these hollow wooden beams are going to fall on my fucking head at any moment here. That's right. That's right, folks.
Oh, my goodness. The thing is, Frank, if a gay man with AIDS, with no clothes, fell on my car, and I saw blood all over the hood, like the picture in this article, you can see the blood all over the hood.
Right.
I'm not keeping that car. I'm not trying to repair that car. I'm praying to Christ that they total it.
Okay.
So I can get a new one. I mean, I have to think that's where you'd stand on it.
Pretty much.
You do realize you picked this, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to add the sound effects to it, but you didn't.
What am I, Big Joe Henry? I'm going to say a little joke, fucking play my own applause, and then play a little spring going off.
Hello!
34 degrees! New Jersey 101.5!
You listen to that guy? You listen to him? He's horrible. He's awful.
Yeah, and he's exactly what you wanted
he's
me to
awful.
Turn this into.
Awful!
Holy fucking Christ.
All right.
I don't know. And you make fun of me. You make fun of me for wanting to get a dog.
I don't make fun of you for getting a dog. But you sit here
and you want us to be some kind of a hack show.
All right, let me tell you something. Because you're a half-breed, you feel the need to get a half-breed dog.
Excuse me?
You're a half-breed.
Okay, wait a minute. What am I? I'm half Italian and half other stuff, right?
Right. You're a half
And what is your son?
All right, so anyway, you want
to... What is your son?
So you want to get
your... Is your son 100% Italian?
No.
So he's half Italian and half something else?
Yes.
So he's a fucking half-breed.
All right, listen to me. Ken has been talking...
A half-breed!
Ken has been talking... ad nauseum about getting a dog.
Yeah.
Every day he's sending me new fucking links of photographs of the fucking... It's not gay enough that he's sending me fucking photographs of dogs that he's thinking about buying.
Puppies even.
Puppies.
The thing it's fucking
he's sending me puppy pictures. But the worst part is Ken doesn't want to spend the money for a full breed dog. He wants to buy one of these new fangled mixtures, if you will.
All right.
A.K.A. Snuggle.
A mutt. What?
A Snuggle.
What the fuck is a Snuggle?
Snuggle, it's the Puggle and the Beagle, the Snuggle.
First of all, I don't want a Puggle. I don't want a Beagle of any kind. And I don't know where the fuck you came up with Snuggle, with Puggle and Beagle.
I mean, Puggle.
Wait a minute, maybe Mike Nice knows what kind of fucking breed you're looking for. I don't know. I mean, what's a Snuggle? Do you know?
A Snuggle?
Oh my God, son. Snuggle.
Anyway, Ken wants to get, what do you want to get, Ken?
I want to have a mixed dog.
Be more specific, Ken.
I want to have a cross between, a poodle and, a golden retriever.
And what's the
golden
name?
Golden retriever's a nice family
dog. What's the name of the mixed?
It's a mutt.
What is the name of the mix, Ken?
Classically, they're called Golden Doodle.
Okay. You're a grown man, and you're going to have a dog named with a doodle in it?
No.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Get a real dog. Get a full-breed dog. Don't get a half-breed dog. Don't get a Golden Doodle, a Labradoodle, a Maltipoo, or a Cockapoo. You get the real deal, my friend. I have 100% Maltese.
Did you adopt them from a naked man who threw himself on a car in San Francisco? Because you have two little white dogs.
I have full-breed, 100% Maltese. And just stick with the good stuff, Ken. Don't be a cheap fuck your whole life. Get a real dog. Get a full-breed dog. Don't get a half-mass pig.
The thing is, I need a dog that can't shed or sheds very little.
Right. They're called hypoallergenic dogs. A Maltese is a hypoallergenic dog.
Yeah. A Maltese will dilate your asshole so that another man can comfortably shove his cock in it because it's a gay dog. It's a gay dog.
You can also,
I don't have kids. I'm not going to be walking a fucking Maltese.
A Schnauzer is not gay.
Most of the dogs.
A poodle is not gay.
There are no large dogs that do not shed.
A regular size, standard size poodle is a big dog.
And a poodle by itself is gay.
But yet you want to have a mixture of a golden retriever and a poodle, which is a golden doodle.
Because it doesn't look much like a poodle. It looks more like a very disorganized, frayed-looking, shabby, shaggy-looking golden retriever. It looks like a mutt, and I like that. It looks like a bigger dog, and it's better that way. I can't have a dog shedding, and I can't have a little gay man's dog. I don't know why you don't understand that.
Well, I said that I don't understand, it's just that I don't realize.
But why did you choose a Maltese with a little pretty bow in its
because
head?
I didn't want...
You have to take to the beauty
parlor.
I also
myself did not want a dog that shed. I wanted a small lap dog.
So you sacrificed your manhood.
No. I sacrificed my manhood when I got a Marvin castrated, more or less.
Now do you feel guilty about
that? Of course. I live every day feeling guilty about
it. You took his nuts away from
him. I did. They were scooped out with a spoon.
Did you see it?
I did.
Did you ask to see the remains?
I did.
Did you see them?
Yes.
How big were
they? They were just like little. They looked like little soft garlic cloves.
Did you ever touch them? Did you ever touch his little fuzzy nuts?
I did not touch his fuzzy nuff, no.
Little garlic cloves. You're out of your fucking mind. You see dog nuts and you think, hey, this would be good to mince and throw in sauce.
They did. But listen to me, Ken.
They did.
What would you name these dogs if you had a dog? Because I'm going to tell you.
I got to say, even though I detest the names Marvin and Sophie, I think a first name for a dog.
Right.
Would be fine. If I would name it, I would name it Ralph or Ralphie. Not because I'm friends with Raphael from Connecticut.
What I have in my possession right now are the top 10 dog names of 2008.
Started from the bottom.
How do you feel about that? Top 10 dog names of 2008.
I feel good.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Lucky. Would you name your dog Lucky? Why is that funny?
I don't know. You're just so psyched for dog names.
Lucky is the dog's name of Shell. Shell has a dog named Lucky, I believe.
Oh, boy. She does. She's saying in the Pal Talk room.
Okay, see? I do remember things.
Yeah, you do.
How do you feel about the name Lucky? You like the name Lucky?
I think Lucky's a good name, but it's, again, I prefer a first name, a person's name for the dog.
How about this? Number 9, Jake.
No, that's overdone. Everybody names their goddamn dog Jake. Everybody, apparently not, though, because it's only number 9.
Okay.
But then, see, the thing is, I don't know if I'm going to call him Jacob, Jakey, or Jake. There's too many options with Jake. If you name a dog an abbreviation of a name, can you call him the full name? For example, if you named your dog Bobby, would you call him Robert when you're mad with him?
Right.
Robert?
That's a good point.
No, you need something that's... It's universe, like a Carl, right. Or Ralph.
Right. Number 8, Sadie.
That's just gay. That if you have, can you honestly picture yourself and as a man who has to say Sophie?
I don't.
Could you ever say Sadie?
No, I will not say Sadie.
What do you do? Do you make the kissy say, Sophie?
Sometimes I do, but only to her, not to the Marvin.
You don't do it to Marvin. Why? Because no. It's gay. Because he's got a penis and no nuts.
Number 7,
you hate him.
Number 7, Charlie. That's a name. That's a name.
It's all right. I would say Charlie's okay. Charlie's okay. Acceptable. But the thing is, I don't know a lot of dogs named Charlie.
Well, there you go. Number 6, most popular dog name of 2008, Molly.
I hate
Molly.
Molly is the worst. That's why I can't have a girl dog. I need a male dog, not a female. Because I can't, I don't feel like I should be calling out a little girl's name unless I have a daughter. I shouldn't be saying, here, Molly. Good, Molly. Good sit. And that's another thing. I can't do that. Here, pet Molly. No. You need, yeah, here's Ralph. He's going to shit on your rug.
Number five, Lucy.
Again, the girl name. And do I call it Lucille? I don't know.
Right.
Am I talking to B.B. King's guitar or a fucking TV star from the 40s?
Right,
or am I talking to a fucking gay dog?
Number four.
You cut me off. It ended up good.
Number four. Jack.
It's the same thing as Jake.
Jack.
It's the same fucking thing as Jake. Why? And everybody picks Jack. I know at least seven dogs that are named Jack. What the fuck for? Do you have a dead relative that you want to name it after? You're Jackie boy.
Hey, Jackie boy.
You stop at number four?
Oh, we continue? I don't know if you're going to tell us some more information about B.B. King. Anyway, if I can only find the rest of the sheet.
You're such an asshole. Right here, asshole.
Oh. All right. Number three is Daisy. Daisy, not a bad name.
Yeah, but is it? What's it after? A flower? A cartoon duck?
Pretty much.
I need the name to if it's gonna be similar to something, people are gonna think that I named it after that. Like, oh, what are you, big fan of Daisy Duck? You fucking faggot. Like for you, Marvin the Martian.
I never call him that.
Sophia, you love the Golden Girls, so you named her Sophie.
I see.
Next.
Number two is Max. Max.
A lot of people name him Max. But why?
Max is a sort of name. It's sort of a...
Is my dog a Jewish person? Does my dog celebrate the Jewish
faith? The name Max is sort of a...
Producer?
It's a comical name.
Of Murphy Brown?
It's a comical name, Max. It's a comical name.
It's a comical name? Maximilian or Maximus? And then nobody knows the full name. It could be Maximilian.
Well, let's just say you don't name it the full name. You name it a half-breed.
Half-breed?
A half.
You say a word 30 seconds ago and it gets stuck in a
buffer.
It's
a comical name. All right.
What's the number one
name? Should I name the number one? Is there a drum roll? The number one dog name, 2008, Buddy!
Bam!
Buddy is the number one 2008 dog name.
Well, good thing we got that out there.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Barb has a dog named Buddy.
Barb's dog is named Buddy. Unfortunately, the dog suffers from excessive dingleberries and a black dick.
How do you know these things? Why is it that you see her dog and the things that you remember are the name, whatever's going on with its ass, and whatever's going on with its cock? Why are you obsessed with genitals and exit wounds? Yeah.
She's got a very cute dog. I think it's a Pomeranian. I get confused. A Pomeranian?
Yeah.
It's adorable dog. I love the dog.
But you hate it because it has a black penis.
No, I love the dog. I think it's a cute dog.
I don't know. You hate it because it has a black penis, though?
Nah, it's a cute dog.
I'm sorry about that. What does Manic Mode have to say about this?
Black penis scares me.
I think you share that sentiment.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. You really took the time to take a list down of dog names?
I did.
Why?
Because I'm a dog lover. And
you
I know
are
you're
a dog lover,
a dog.
But you're going to call a certain dog gay. You're saying that a golden doodle, I'll say it, is a gay dog.
If somebody asks you what your dog breed is, are you going to say doodle at the end? Are you going to say it's a doodle?
I won't call it a doodle.
Why? Because you're embarrassed. Why have a dog that you're embarrassed
of? I like the dog. I don't like what the people have done to the dog by giving it a gay breed.
I see.
It's a little feminine name. But the thing is, the dog's okay. And the dog is only as gay as the way you groom it. For example, you have bows in your dog's hair.
All right, listen.
Right?
The groomer puts a little bow in Sophie's hair. However, she's a female. So what is the problem?
You have a dog with a little bow in its hair.
It's a female dog.
You have a dog with a bow in its hair. It doesn't look like a dog. It looks like a little pretty princess.
Whatever.
Little pretty princess. He's Sophie.
All right, you know what?
He's Sophie.
Having you next to me doing that is making me uncomfortable. And the fact that you're grabbing on my knee right now.
I'm not touching your knee.
All right, I apologize. That was
but now joke. I am.
All right, you faggot. This is awfully gay, folks.
Why is it awfully gay? I don't understand.
I'm just kidding around.
I don't know, Frank.
Oh, boy. Poor. A lot of deaths this year, huh?
That's true. along the same vein of the celebrities, Frank, I have a little bit of a challenge. You don't know any pop culture.
I know nothing.
But the thing is, for some reason, you're aware when famous people die.
Yes.
As morbid as it is, maybe it's the fact that you love realism, you love history, you love autobiographical stuff. You need to know these facts, but you don't care about their bodies of work. You know when they're dead, but you don't know what movies they're in.
That's correct.
If I were to tell you a list of names,
yes,
would you be able to tell me if they died this year?
100% I could do it.
100%?
Yes.
I need you to keep your eyes closed.
I will keep my eyes closed.
If you need the mic moved, I will move it for you. Keep your eyes closed.
I will keep my eyes closed.
Because I have an answer key.
Okay.
And you're in the room now, and you'll be able to see it.
I will
cheat.
Keep my eyes closed.
Keep them closed.
Keep them closed.
Squint as hard as you can. Did your head pop? No, it didn't. Okay. Number one, did Paul Newman die this year?
That's so easy. Of course he did.
He did. That is correct. Number two, Lady Bird Johnson. Did she die this year?
Yes.
Incorrect! Oh. 2007, Lady Bird Johnson. Oh, fuck. God, you suck.
I apologize.
Made a little bit of a comment about a joke I made about B.B. King, but one of his influences, Bo Diddley.
Yes, he did.
Did he die this year?
Yes.
He died this year. That is correct. So far, you are 2 for 3.
I know I am.
2 for 3. You said 100%, you're already fucked up.
I apologize.
From your favorite band of the 1980s, Quiet Riot, Kevin Dubrow.
Yes, Kevin Dubrow. He passed away of a drug overdose this year.
If this were 2007, you would be correct.
Oh,
he died
fuck.
Last year.
Damn.
So far.
Quick, man.
2 for 4. Time flies when you're 38 and you still think it's 1989. From your favorite show, she played a character you named your dog after. Estelle Getty.
Yes, of course.
She died this year. That is correct.
I know she did.
From the Carol Burnett show.
Harvey Korman, dead this year.
Harvey Korman has died this year. That is right. The author of Jurassic Park, Michael Crichton.
Dead.
Yes, he is dead. Was he dead this year?
He died this year.
You need to stay on point as far as the topic of the game. The game...
They're all dead.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad that you figured that out. But did he die this year?
Yes, he did.
He did indeed die this year. So far, you've missed two. We've done what? One. Okay. Out of seven, you've missed two. 5 for 7. Let's see what you can do with the eighth one. Isaac Hayes.
Yes.
Are you certain he died this
year? I'm 100% positive.
He died this year. 6 out of 8.
Well, there you go. Is that the game?
Another black man.
Is the game?
A black man.
I'm a 34-year-old black man.
Ike Turner. Did he die this year?
Yes, he did.
He died in 2007.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's 3 wrong answers. 100% seems a little bit far away at this point.
Wow.
Actually, unreachable.
How many are there?
Ever since the number two, your goal of 100% has been made an impossibility. There's only a few more. Another black man. Bernie Mac.
Dead this year.
The fucking game is, did he die this year?
This year.
Yes, he did. Your childhood hero, Evel Knievel, did he die this year?
He died this year.
He died last year, 2007. That's 4 you've gotten wrong.
I apologize.
This is from an expert. You're an expert of celebrity deaths. You have no concept of time.
What's the next one?
Roy Scheider, New Jersey zone.
Yes, he did. Native of Orange, New Jersey, folks.
He died this year.
Yes.
4 wrong. Only a couple more to go, Frank. You need to make it respectable.
Okay.
Big Russ, Tim Russert.
Yes, of course. Died this year.
Same old Lang Syne, Dan Fogelberg.
Did not die this year.
He did not die this year!
Yeah!
Last one, Charlton Heston. Tricky. Tricky.
Wow.
So tricky. So tricky.
He did not die this year.
Incorrect! He died this year!
Damn it, the fuck!
You got 5 wrong out of, I don't know, 10. So 50%. That's nowhere near your 100%. You said you were going to get them all, and you failed miserably. It goes to show you that. Like, you hear these names of what died this year.
Yeah, I hear them. I stick it to my head, and...
Is it good?
I get.
And did you know that Eartha Kitt died?
She did die.
On Christmas Day.
Yes.
What a bitch.
Now, how gay is it to have two guys making cat sounds?
I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break? I have to. All right, guys. We'll take a quick break. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. I think you did.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Listen up, you lazy bitches. It's time for the Germ Freak Radio. He's going to play some old fucking songs and fuck up the whole motherfucking thing. Enjoy.
What do you got for us right now, Frankie?
This is you. This American rock rap... This American rock group formed in Worcester... This American rock group formed in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1967, and originally a blues trio. However, they since went on to pop stardom in the early 80s. The first single of this band's Freeze Frame album, released in the fall of 1981, this song reached number one for 6 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. She Was Pure Like Snowflakes No One Could Ever Stain, Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
What temperature does your blood run?
Cold.
Thank you.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My home.
Style Show.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, yes. It is nice to meet all of you. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. It's your Tuesday Night Miracle. Feel free to go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the old episodes, why don't you? Subscribe. Have a Snapple. Chill. Relax.
Peach flavored.
It is peach flavored. Frank is enjoying a delicious beverage right now. I see you're drinking drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Frank, I know you got some stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
You do a lot of driving.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I do.
You do. Now, what do you like to do to pass the time while you're driving?
Sometimes I listen to music in the car, and do we know that also in my stocking, I got some new Maxell tapes.
Maxell tapes?
Yeah.
For what?
For my car.
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is It Gay?
Mixtape Edition. That's right. It's that part of the show where Frank... is a little bit unsure of the music that he likes to listen to. He likes some songs. But would it be a little gay if he's caught listening to them? I'm here to help. Frank, what
I have some
do
songs
you have going
I
on?
I have songs that I... We did this once before. I have some songs I picked out. I'm not sure if they're gay or not. And I don't know if I should include them in my mixtape edition.
Okay, so you have...
I have songs.
All right. Why don't we play the first one here? And I'll... You help me out with the song if I don't
right.
know it. Because you do know some things that I don't know. I'm not catching this right away. I don't know this one right off the bat. I guess it sounds all right. It sounds a little bit groovy. Sounds like I might... fuck. You would listen to Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart's the man. Rod Stewart is the man.
You would listen to Rod Stewart in a car by yourself.
Absolutely. Dude, he's a good classic rocker, man.
What feelings does he evoke when you listen to
him? He evokes an energy that can only be found in
a raw sexual charge. He sends out his sexuality to those hearing.
A nice husky voice.
Yeah.
Is it a gay song?
He performs this song shirtless for the delight of women.
I see.
If you're listening to this in your car... by yourself, not for the benefit of your wife or not, you know, to help you along on a romantic evening, it is definitely gay. I would say it's gay.
All right.
Do you disagree? I mean, is this something you feel strongly about?
I think it is gay after set, but I'm going to keep it anyway.
You reconsider.
No, I'm keeping it anyway.
This is Tonight's the Night.
Tonight's the Night by Rod Stewart.
All right. Frank is driving alone. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I would sing it, but the thing is, I'd feel a little embarrassed if I got stopped at a light and I look over and somebody's just staring at me singing this.
Is every Rod Stewart song gay?
Yes.
Well, so
yeah, I would think so.
I don't think so.
You have to look at the audience he's singing to. I think he's singing to women. I don't know. Although this next one that you have here lined up, let me just clear a little bit of some stuff out. Sorry about that. The next one, the core audience for the artist seemed to be men. However, the music was geared towards women.
Right.
But you want this one?
This is a great drive song.
What the fuck? You would not listen to this by yourself.
She needs to, baby.
Sing it.
I wake up in the morning, I stumble out of bed, I struggle in the yawning, another day in bed. It seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by.
So let me ask you, Sheena Easton is this?
That's it, Sheena Easton.
Did you find her to be attractive? Was she one of the women that you looked up to in the 80s?
She was the shit. She had a lot of hits.
You thought she was hot?
She was mildly attractive. She's an Irish broad.
Is this the hook? Let's hear it. Sing it.
My baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 till 5, and then he takes another home again. We'll find me waiting for him.
It's off. It's off.
I apologize.
Okay.
You like the song. It's got a good hick, right?
It's got a good hick. It's catchy, but catchy does not. I would think that gay songs. I don't think there's a gay song out there that isn't catchy. The gays love catchy music, And, you know, they're a partying lot. So party music is catchy. And I think that's something you'd put on at, like, an anniversary party or something like that.
I'm keeping it.
That's old people music.
I'm keeping it.
You disagree with me.
I'm keeping it.
You think it's perfectly straight.
Not only am I keeping it, but I'm going to drive by a high school and roll down the windows and play it real loud so the high school girls can hear me play it.
They would say, that's what my grandma plays. My grandma listens to that. I have budding breasts. Okay, let's hear the next one here. I don't know. What's the next one? This one, I'm not sure what it is. You won't tell me. So let's see if I can pick it up on it. Oh, for Christ's sake.
I was petrified.
And who is this?
This is the great Gloria Gaynor, baby. This is what the disco personification.
This is gay personification.
This is, I tell you, everybody loves this song. It's got a great beat to it.
It is absolutely 100% gay.
What happened to it?
It's off. Don't
somebody calling?
316-768-4472. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is?
Who's this?
Who is?
Who this?
So what is this fucking gay music you're playing, son?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
You don't know what good music is, my friend.
I know what it don't involve Gloria Gaynor or Sheila Easton.
I know who's on the line here. I know who's on the line. Let's see what we've got going on here. Oops.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Mike Nice?
What's up, Mike Nice?
Nothing works today. Nothing, absolutely nothing works.
Mike Nice, you like that song. You're a big Sheena Easton fan.
Yeah, did you pay your Skype bill? Like, seriously, what's going on?
You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but barely. I'm like, your Skype, your bill is unpaid, nigga.
Well, here, is that a little better, you fuck?
No, it's better now. Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah,
okay, so what do you have to say? Chicken nut, chicken.
Music you listening to, or like?
Hey, listen, Gloria Gaynor was the shit back in '79. She was the revolutionary star of the disco scene.
20 years ago, there's people.
It doesn't matter. It's an oldie but a goodie, my friend. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Born 20 years ago.
Mike Nice, be honest with me. You don't find that song to be a toe tapper.
A what?
A toe tapper.
You mean like a hit? A jam?
A toe tapper. You don't like move to the groove when you hear that I Will Survive tune. Be honest.
He puts that on there and on his iPod, his all-black iPod, and rocks out in his car, in his whip.
No, it's definitely not on one of my 10 primary iPods. It might be on my classics, volume number 7.
All right, so you admit you have it somewhere.
So, Mike Nice...
It's somewhere in the collection. What black person doesn't have a Gloria Gaynor record?
Well, there you go.
There it is. Well, as we all know.
No. There's a difference between having the record and listening to it on a fucking iPod.
The thing is, it's far from an iPod. It's a Maxell cassette.
It's a Maxell cassette tape. By the way, it's a 90-minute version.
Oh, sorry.
I don't deal with the 60 long, minutes, my friend.
Extra long on the double side?
Yeah, that's true. Double side, extra long, all of that. We're trying to find out if some
that's
of the... Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Mike Nice, do you have anything to say to Frank?
In regards to what? Like, I just caught this shit halfway through and I'm listening to Gloria Gaynor. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, we're trying to figure out if the songs that Frank wants to mix onto his new mixtape with use of the pause button to create a crisp mix.
Right.
If some of the songs would be gay if he was caught listening to them alone. He's unsure of these. Aren't you? I mean, you're a little insecure.
I'm very unsure because
you care what people think.
I do, and I don't want to be judged as being a homo.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't.
My first three are definitely gay, so okay. You have to start the tape over with some nice little intro ditty.
Yeah, I thank you very much, Mike Nice. I appreciate it. Oh, sorry about that. By the way, the phone's
bedazzled.
No good. Phone's no good. Yeah, it doesn't work. Fuck it. So let's see if we can. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the fuck happened here. Hold on a minute. Oh, that would be why. Perfect. I love when Skype just takes control over my entire audio shit. But Gloria Gaynor, gay. You're going to keep it, you said?
Keeping it.
So you're keeping what? You're keeping Gaynor and Sheena Easton?
And Rod Stewart.
I thought you said it was gay, though.
No,
you said
I'm keeping it. He's got a husky voice.
So that makes it okay. What's the next one that you wanted to play here?
Anyone you want, my friend.
Okay, well, let's just go through it. I don't know what they are. You're going to have to help me. Let's hear what this one could be. A live version of something?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I want you to sing it. Go ahead. If you can't sing it, why are you putting it on the tape?
It's just a moving, touching song.
Yeah, touching. It definitely is a touching song. Absolutely a touching song. You have Don't Let Your Son Go Down on Me. Or The Son. Don't Let Your Son Go Down on Me. Although my name is Kyle.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I apologize. So, you like this one? I'd like to speed it up a little bit to get to the goddamn hook. Jesus. Is this a fucking... This is an epic hit? Is that what it is?
It's supposed to be the long play version.
Yeah. You're going to use up your tape.
Right. Screw this one.
Nah, we got to hear it kick in, Frank. We got to hear it kick in. There it is. Just legion... I'm watching the video. There's legions of homosexual fans moving in unison. And this is going to be bumping in your Sable.
I like the song. It's a touching song.
But does it bother you that...
Nah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at
He's
all.
He's a bathroom masturbator. I thought that's against everything you've ever believed
listen,
in.
Listen.
But losing everything. You don't know the words? You don't deserve it. You don't deserve to have this song in your tape.
Listen, Clay Aiken did a great version of this song. Yeah. Nobody's calling him gay.
No, nobody at all. He's got a son, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
he does.
I say gay. Do you agree? You don't see?
I think that may be a little gay.
Okay, and that's going to
be...
That's out. Now, Best in Show uses a Frankie Goes to Hollywood song, don't they? For their intro. Is that who it is? I don't even know. But this is their hit. You have this one marked out.
This has my name in the song.
Is that why you got it? Because it has Frank in the title in the title of the band. Okay, what moves do you do while you're listening to this? Ed McGrath is spelling out gay with each line of text he's putting into the chat room. Capital letters GAY.
This is 1980s personification.
Really?
1980s personification.
This is the classic case of the 80s.
Yeah.
Relax, don't do
it's
it.
It's a hard
when you
rock version
come.
Of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Frankie says, relax, folks. Frankie says, relax.
You're screaming. Did you have the Frankie Say Relax shirt?
I had
shirt?
A Frankie Says Relax shirt.
Oh, God. You would listen to this?
Absolutely, man. He's the rockin' man. He's the shit.
He's the rockin' man. I say, you know what? I would listen to this.
Oh!
I would listen to this. I'm not gonna lie. But it doesn't make it gay. It would slip in by being straight enough. Widely accepted enough to circumvent its gayness. The synth, though. The synthesizer is just really just homo and gay. As an instrument. I mean, I don't know. So you would keep that one?
Keep it.
All right, let's see the next one here. I think this is... Was this on the CD that you bought your wife?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Another synthesizer song. I guess you're trying to create a little bit of a mix, and you're doing the Cabbage Patch without actually doing the Cabbage Patch on the can. Ugh. Just hear it, sing it. Oh God, how long of an intro is this? You love an intro on a song.
I love a long intro, folks.
You do. Do you practice your Germ Freak radios to this? Jesus, you didn't have. Okay, gay. The fact that you just
this
did falsetto.
This is Kasha Gugu.
You just did falsetto background vocals. Does your wife like Kaji Gugu? Is that why you bought her the CD? I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
You like the song, admit it. You like the song.
The song is okay. You know what? I like the song.
All right.
I like
the
song.
That's all I wanted you to say.
Because I am too shy. What's wrong with her? This is gay. It's gay. I like the song. It's gay, though. It's gay. We've got a couple more here. Just a couple more. What do we have, Frank, on the next one? What's the next one?
Whatever.
Yeah, hold on. I see it here. You just told me to click on it. I'm clicking on it. You help me out with it. Do you like any good music?
This is a shit.
Dude, there's a fucking guy. We have the videos on YouTube. There was a dude in the little fat belt thing that shakes you. And he had... What the fuck is this? There's naked dudes in this video. There's nothing but cock bulges in this fucking video. How could you like this song? People are spelling out fag, gay.
I don't care what anybody says. I like it.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia,
where
what?
Was that? Newton.
Newton?
I like the way she moves her shoulders back and forth.
You like the dudes in this video.
I like the way the dudes transition from fat slobs into sculptured Adonises.
Let's hear you sing it.
Physical, physical, I wanna get physical.
When this video came out, did you ever think that you would be shamed with the bald head, like the guy on the bike who eventually becomes the ripped guy?
I don't know.
Would you ever think you'd have a bald head like that? You're watching this in your youth.
Whatever. It's all good, man. It's a good shit. It's a good tune. She was the shit back in the Grease days, back in 78.
Oh my goodness. That looks like Spandy Man. Holy shit.
Alright.
Keeping it. They're all wearing Spandy Man clothes.
Keeping it.
In that video. Nothing but spandex and pastel colors. Just a mess, Frank.
Keeping it.
Did you have any others on this one?
Or was I had a couple more.
Just a couple more. Okay. What's this one? This one here? Alright, let's hear what this is. You tell me what it is if I don't get it. Another fucking intro. Jesus. A little piano thing?
A little piano. A
little nice piano. Yeah. As you're driving. How does this help you when you're driving? What's the purpose?
It just moves you and grooves you a little bit. You know, it just relaxes you. Gets you in the mood. This is Sister Christian by Night Ranger. This was my 7th grade, 8th grade dance, I believe.
Monster Ballads. That's what this is. This reminds you of what?
This is my 8th grade dance song. It brings back memories.
Do you remember the name of the girl that you went with? Or that you danced with?
Her name
with?
Was Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yes.
What a this fortunate before, move you made not sticking around.
This is before I even met Donna.
That's true.
It is true.
Unless you were two-timing her, that little minx Jennifer. Here it is. This is the right. I gotta say, this is it. I like this song. You gotta pump and roll your sleeve up.
Motor Red! What's your price for flight?
For flight! Yeah, you're not singing that part, are you? You're not looking for Mr. Right, are you, Frank? That's the one thing. That's the strike against this song. Everybody will sing that motorin', but they'll never stick in there with the what finding Mr.
Would
Right.
You, do you think this is a gay song, yes or no? Be honest. Be honest.
A little bit. I think songs where people are trying to relay advice over pianos and slow guitars, a little gay.
Okay.
Advice to another woman that you're not trying to fuck, basically.
I see.
Like almost like brotherly advice. Okay. You shouldn't be giving brotherly advice to strange women. Why are you listening to this in your car?
It brings back memories of my 8th grade dance.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I guess we only have a couple more left, or one more left, I think. Oh, here it is. We gotta hear this again. I'm sorry.
But see, you're into it, man.
This
you
is
like
the part,
it.
The only part I like. motoring. You're not singing.
Price for flights. Finding me. Oh, shit.
You couldn't hit that note? You couldn't hit the note? No. And you just sang the gay part. Not only did you sing the gay part, you sang it off key.
Whatever.
Night Ranger. What a band.
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You're going to have a hell of a tape. You're just going against. See, I don't know why you're asking me, because you're saying, yeah, you think it's gay, but fuck it, I like it.
I do like it anyway.
That's a step. That's a step towards wellness.
Right.
That's a step towards wellness.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I do see one on here that I think I enjoy. I enjoy your Germ Freak Radio version of it. This is one I think I've replayed 1,000 times because I think the intro to it is classic. I don't necessarily know if I enjoy the song or the artist. Which one is this, Frank?
This is classic Blondie Debbie Harry, front woman.
And the name of the song?
Call Me.
Gay. Gay,
now,
gay,
why is
gay,
this gay?
Gay?
It's a girl singing it.
You're bopping your hands and your head around in your car driving to this, kind of like in sassy defiance, saying, yeah, call me! I'm not calling you! Call me, Mr. Man! Driving up and down the highway.
She has not aged well, folks. She has not aged well.
Another reason why you shouldn't keep it. Music is only as good as the person is now, according to Frank. The fact that the song is good to him is hindered by the fact that she's no longer attractive after having aged 50 years.
She is a New Jersey native.
And that's why you like it? Are you loyal to this state and only this state?
I love New Jersey.
I don't know why.
And as the Spanish people say, Nueva Jersey.
Just a mess. You would keep this even if I said it was gay?
I'm keeping it.
Let's hear this. Let's hear the hook.
Call me,
really? That's how you would, that's the energy you put out with this tape?
Share the why, call me.
I think I have an idea for some suggestions for your tape. Are you open to suggestions?
I'm open to suggestions.
All I've been doing is shooting down everything you've put out there.
Right.
I personally, they're all a little gay.
I apologize.
They're all a little gay. But you like the 80s.
I love them.
You love them. You like some of the big hair rock.
Hair band, love it.
Yeah. You like the 80s.
That's my generation, my friend.
Why not go with, I don't know, something a little bit, like a good band. Like, I don't know, maybe Talking Heads. Hey! Why not this? It's a little bit gay, but it's good. Why wouldn't you go with this?
I like Talking Heads.
This hasn't made it on your list yet. Why not? Why would you get rid of it?
It's not a toe-tapping song to me.
I can tap my feet to this. It's got a kick and bass. So you would say no to this.
No, I like this song. I like Talking Heads. I keep it.
So you would keep that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I have another suggestion for you. None of these seem like they'd pump me up. But there are some 80s songs. There are some 80s songs that would pump me up. What about this?
Now this is Survivor, is it?
Yes. It is Survivor. I don't care if anybody sees me singing this at any point of the day. I feel like I'm fighting the Russians. I feel like I'm gonna end the Cold War by wearing flag shorts and punching a Russian face. Two worlds collide, rival nations. It's a primitive. Ugh, this is the best! A little embarrassing story. I brought this in when I was in wrestling. I wrestled in high school, and every now and then you'd get to bring in like your own music for everybody to work out to. I brought a cassette with this on it. Something that you're trying to create now. 10 years later, I brought it in, put this in, this song comes on, it's like 30 seconds in, some dude that was jumping rope just walks over, hits play, takes my tape, and throws it in the
car. Are you serious?
Yes!
Holy shit.
He's like, whose was that? I go, dude, that's my tape. You never get to pick music again. And he put on like Redman or something. Dude, this is workout music.
Like a spire.
Oh. Okay. People are mixed reviews, I think, for all of our songs. Actually, just for mine. Yours all came back gay. Well, I mean, I hope you take some of my suggestions into account. I hope you took something away from this.
I will.
I want to thank you for stopping in today.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I beat you up a little bit. But the thing is, you had a headset mic. And you're new. You're a little bit new to this whole setup. You're a little bit uncomfortable that I'm 6 inches from you, and I constantly accidentally bump your knee, or I bump into you. So I think this went pretty well, and I think we should probably try it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So Abso-fucking-lutely.
I don't think you've ever been more happy, or happier, as they say, to end a show.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh my God. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have a caller here, apparently. That's amazing that this happens every time. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. We're wrapping it up. Who's this?
Hi, this is Simon Meeting Jeff.
Jeff, how are
What's up, Jeffrey?
Loving the new format, guys. If I could just make one suggestion real quick.
Yes.
Is there any way you could turn the light off so it looks like you're not in a gay movie theater?
I'm afraid that's out of the question. Gay movie theater is the look that we're going for.
Can you at least fulfill a fantasy and blow each other?
Oh, boy.
You're not here.
Keep your sick fantasies to yourself. Copyright Germ Freak 2008.
I'll tell you what. The day we end up on the What Show, you can blow us. Thank you very much. I appreciate
right,
it, Jeff.
I'm going to take you off on that. I'll let you hear it first.
I will never...
Hey, happy New Year's,
hear me now. I can now never go on the What Show. Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. TheWhatShow.com.
TheWhatShow.com broadcast every Friday night from 10:30 to 1:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Great show.
It is a great show. We were wrapping it up, though, you know. Yeah. You know, not for nothing or anything like that, but Skype is being a little whore. Everything's being a little fucking thing. So why don't we just do this here? Yes. Oh, look, it's on. It's at it all the time. Well, thank you again, Frank, for stopping in. Thanks to everybody for trying to call in.
The pleasure's all yours.
Thanks to Mr. Shy City.
Yeah, thanks, Shy City, for pulling through.
Fucking
asshole! I'll give you a fucking dollar menu. Run up your raise!
Nah, it's okay. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the old episodes. Subscribe. HearUsTalk.com. Check out Best in Show Radio Thursday night 8 to 11. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up. Do you have anything to say?
Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.